One thing that we added in addition to the papal bulls was the 1496 Royal Charter that was issued from the Church of England. At the time that the Roman Catholic Church issued the papal bulls around 1493, the Church of England had already separated from the Roman Catholic Church. And so the King of England, King Henry VII at that time, didn't want to be left behind and didn't want France or Spain claiming the areas, trading areas and settlement areas that John Cabot and other British traders were entering into. And so they issued this Royal Charter. And this Royal Charter is actually what's referenced in the Johnson versus McIntosh, the U.S. Supreme Court case that laid the foundation for federal Indian law, and which is where the doctrine of the trusteeship doctrine and the plenary power doctrine both stem from these concepts, which, as Tupac explained yesterday, all of these come from this doctrine of discovery, which was used by the Catholic Church in the Crusades, the Holy War Crusades of the Middle Ages, where they swept across Europe and removing indigenous peoples there from Germany all the way up through Ireland. So this doctrine of discovery has been around for a long time, and its purpose is to uproot and remove traditional peoples from their land so the church and these kings can take over and take resources. So this is a very important resolution. It's something that at the Western Shoshone Defense Project we've been working on for many years, and it's been a focal point of all of our international work and in workshops and trainings we do. Last week we were up at the Six Nations Haudenosaunee, and they're talking about the same issue. And from up there, they've got a direct contact into the Church of England. And so they're going to start their campaign targeting the Church of England to rescind the Royal Charter and then move to the Papal Bulls. So there's the two different approaches, and Tupac and I talked about that, the different strategies of approaching both at the same time and the strength behind that. So we've got this Royal Charter included in the resolution as well. And the resolution reads, Resolution of the Summit of Indigenous Nations, Matopaha, calling for a rescission of the conceptual doctrine of discovery and related documents, specifically the Intercaterra Bull, Papal Bulls of 1493, and the 1496 Royal Charter of the Church of England. Whereas this Summit of Indigenous Nations has been convened from August 1st through 4th, 2006, at the sacred Matopaha, and whereas the Pope is the governmental head of the Vatican, which is a member of the World Community of Nations and has diplomatic ties with foreign nations and, in some cases, treaties with Indian nations in Canada, and whereas the Queen of England and the Archbishop of Canterbury are the political and religious heads of England, which is a member of the World Community of Nations and has diplomatic ties with the foreign nations and, in some cases, treaties with Indian nations. And whereas the conceptual doctrine of discovery, or the doctrine of discovery, is the basis for claiming the extinguishment of Aboriginal title and subjugation of indigenous peoples of Abya-Yala, North and South America, and whereas the doctrine of discovery, as adopted by the United States Supreme Court in Johnson versus McIntosh, 1821, contains the legal basis and rationale for claiming extinguishment of Aboriginal title to Indian lands in the United States. And whereas, under the doctrine of discovery as adopted by the United States and interpreted in Tihit Tan, U.S. Supreme Court, 1958, Aboriginal title lands are claimed to be outside the protection of the United States, and the United States claims to be able to confiscate these lands without the consent of Indian nations. And whereas the doctrine of discovery established a legal paradigm or model that has caused crusades in the name of Christianity and great harm and injury to indigenous peoples throughout the centuries, including the members of the indigenous nations gathered at this summit. And whereas, as a gesture of good faith to the native peoples of the world, the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church should revoke the Intercaterra Bull of 1493, and the Queen of England and the Archbishop of Canterbury should revoke the 1496 Royal Charter. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Summit of Nations does hereby support the end of the use of the conceptual doctrine of discovery against all peoples, specifically as it is documented in the Intercaterra Bull of 1493 and the 1496 Royal Charter. And another point I should clarify is we use the words the conceptual doctrine of discovery. And this is based on many discussions with Steve Newcomb of the Indigenous Law Institute, whose work I think is one of the critical points in exposing this doctrine. But in discussions with Steve, he's always felt it's very important to call this a conceptual doctrine, and that when we just call it a doctrine of discovery, it gives it some form of legitimacy just by calling it a doctrine itself. And so that's why we've included the word conceptual doctrine, because it's their concept. Like Tupac said, it's not a reality. It's just what they've said. And they've said it enough times people believe it, and that's what we have to change through these resolutions. Conceptual means that it's a concept that they've come up. It's an idea. It's their opinion. It's not reality, as Tupac, I think, made real clear yesterday. But it's just a concept that's out there but hasn't been verified in any way. Therefore, be it resolved that the Summit of Nations does hereby support the end of the use of the conceptual doctrine of discovery against all peoples, specifically as it is documented in the Intercaterra Bull of 1493 and the 1496 Royal Charter.
I think that one of the purpose, the intentions of being here today is there's discussions that are taking place, a dialogue that's taking place, the exchange of information, but at the same time in the same sentiment that Kent mentioned yesterday. As a summit of nations, we also have the will, we also have the ability and the responsibility to act. And in terms of action, in terms of actually making an action out of this event, besides, would you read that last paragraph again one more time, please?
Therefore, be it resolved that the Summit of Nations does hereby support the end of the use of the conceptual doctrine of discovery against all peoples, specifically as it is documented in the Intercaterra Bull of 1493 and the 1496 Royal Charter.
In just a word of a thought for just to share with the Assembly and the Altepe, the Council of Nations that is here at this Matupaha Summit. I think all of us, before we even left home, we already supported this. I think we already knew we were going to support it. Something had to be done. I think beyond just supporting something to be done, I think we have to do something. And I think in terms of nations that we are and the presence that we represent, which is of the ancestors and future generations, it's a question of how much time do we have left to do something. It's my own sense, it's my own personal feeling that just to come and say that we support something to be done is not enough. As I stand here, and when I came here once before, I approached some of the Nacha that had invited us into this territory. Some of our other relatives of Lakota were with us at that time. We were invited to participate in a meeting in Rapid City, and we traveled to Pine Ridge and to Wounded Knee. And one of the things that we requested to do when we came into this country, we requested to be received by the traditional authorities of this land. According to our traditional ways, when we come into territory of other nations, it's our first obligation to pay our reverence to their sacred altars, to ask for permission and respect of these Altepet, what we call the foundation of the nations, to be able to traverse the territory and under the goodwill of these alliances and friendship. First, we make our offerings, and that's why these were done. Then we also present ourselves to the leadership, the Nacha, the traditional chiefs. And since they carry those responsibilities on the day-to-day and every night, taking care of the camps, we have to present ourselves to them and ask for their permission to walk among you, to be with you. So when we did that, it was a few years ago, we said, we understand that you have treaty. This is treaty territory. It's not South Dakota to us. It's not North Dakota either, or Wyoming. This is treaty territory of the Lakota. And there's a certain flag that I understand some of you guys have it, and that's one of the evidence to prove it, even jurisdictionally. even militarily, politically, and in all ways. And that's reality for us. And for that reason, just as a point of consideration, it is just a point of consideration for you to consider, but perhaps the time is now, not just to make a resolution to support something, but to do something. And then the thought could possibly be, this is a treaty territory, or is it not? I believe it is. I respect it as that. This is a treaty territory of the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota, and their allies. They proved that to the world, time and time again, the latest time being 73, but time and time again, and even again today. Under that, it is under my understanding, just a little bit of common sense that I have. It only makes common sense to me that if the Lakota, the Dakota, the Nakota, and their allies gathered under this Matopaja in the traditional summit place and way, that they have full authority and jurisdiction to assert that that doctrine is not applicable in any of the treaty territory, accordingly as described and recognized even internationally and documented. And I would personally support that with all of my strength, that we could understand that it's not just to support an action that will be done once we ask them to do something, but we will do something as well as a summit of nations in the form of asserting, as was mentioned, as nations we have that ability, we have that responsibility to assert the protection of the self-determination of our nations. And I would request of the represent the late nations and the clan mothers and the Nacha and even the little children and the youth and the women to consider that maybe this is now the time. How much time do we have left to do something about it?